Arrgh! We do love pirates here at Fancy Pants Studios. What with their peg legs and hooky hands. Mostly, though, we love Danny Pirate. And shiver me timbers, you should too. DannyPirateStudios.com is the place to go when looking for high-quality minis. With the code FANTASYPANTS, you can get 15% off. Fantasy Pants for 15% off. Now that's a steal. And we pirates do love to steal. So set sail on the World Wide Web and visit DannyPirateStudios.com today. Arrgh. Jean-Frank and Montelio have just received their first luminary mission from the speakers. Upon a quest from the world of Danitu, our two heroes have set off to investigate some disturbances to the wildlife of the dream. It seems that some of the world's notorious arachnid elements have been spotted far from their usual hunting grounds, and some observed and endangered fauna have been vanishing from the preserve. The local wardens, however, had a great deal of trouble getting to the bottom of this caper, so the Council of Elronda has sent out a request for luminary assistance. Now, the situation on Danitu is certainly a cause for alarm, but this is Jules and Jean we're putting on the case. I'm sure it'll all go, smooth as silk. That was a spider joke, you'll get it later.
Really?
I love that you unironically used the word caper in that. That's at least a 5-cent word, right?
Let me get into this. We're going to banter. We're going to banter real soon. But first things first, let me dive into this shit. Welcome, everyone, to Danitu. We've talked to a few of the worlds in the Concord and of the extraplanar phenomena that seem to be changing them, in many cases threatening them. Worlds like God's Breath with the ever-growing rattle, or Arnakek with the ever-strengthening ever-winds. But I think you will agree that few worlds face a doomsday as truly and abhorrently terrifying as Danitu. Because Danitu has spiders.
Gross.
Oh, yeah. Danitu is actually quite similar to old God's Breath. The main settlements of the world are dotted throughout rich forests and open plains. The world is teeming with rich and varied wildlife, including many fascinating and unique species of flora and fauna. The speakers of the Radiant Citadel have worked with local governments to establish a large primary portion of the world as sort of a nature reserve. This area is known as the Dream. But, of course, where there are dreams, there are also nightmares. And much like God's Breath, the Shadowfell, the Plane of Nightmares, seems to linger at the fringes of this peaceful land. And it takes the form of spiders. Giant spiders. Supernaturally powerful spiders. Some rumors even speak of spider-humanoid hybrids, the changed forms of those that have traveled too far beyond the borders of the Dream. Nobody knows exactly how many there are, but they are slowly destroying the balance of nature here, moving deeper into the territory of the Dream, to hunt and grow and spread. Some doom speakers will say that all of Danitu will someday be connected by the silken strands of the Predator's world wide web. And it is here, on Danitu, amidst this crisis, that we open up on this little story. And we do so naturally, on a shot of a pub. Nestled in the shadows of some massive trees, connected by a few slowly swaying rope bridges, is a little brew pub. As we zoom down to the wooden structure, we can see a sign resting above the door, labeling it as the Drunken Dingo. It is a gathering... Hey, it's funny. What? It's cool. It is a gathering place for visitors to Elronda.
All right, we're in Australia.
Mostly elven settlement. Stop it. Deep within the borders of the Dream... There's giant spiders. Stop it. I'm funny.
Giant spiders and dingoes.
I'm funny. The locals kept their canopy homes whose lights can dot the branches of the trees above like stars in a night sky, whilst travelers generally keep to an assortment of inns, shops, and taverns on the forest floor. Currently, sun shines through the leaves, speckling the roof of the Drunken Dingo. We pan inside through the, dare I say it, saloon doors. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Where we see a quaint little place filled with the imagery of wild, strange animals. No hunting trophies, of course. Just images, paintings along the walls. And in one corner of the room, sitting at a table beneath a painting of some wild, magical beast called a kangaroo. Shut up, Stephen. We see Blanche Trudeau. Blanche, you are currently holding a letter. One that you received just yesterday at your station in the Golden Bay of Noari.
Wow.
You see, the March of Vice and therefore the Golden Bay Tournament are coming up swiftly. And so you had made plans to speak with Jean Franklin, your pupil, about a return to the world. Jean had agreed, but then sent this missive before the meeting date, explaining that he and Jules had been requested on the world of Danitou to deal with a potential spider situation. The letter mentioned that, should you still desire to meet, all the necessary documents would be filed to grant you passage to Danitou. Jean and Jules have a little more clout than, you know, post-Saint-Étienne they had before, so that's they can do that now. Mm. If you do decide to come, it says, they would meet you at the Drunken Dingo at approximately 10 a.m. this day. It is now 1 a.m., and they have not showed. The proprietor here remembers seeing them yesterday. They had mentioned between Jean's complaints about the dingo and how dirty it was that they were going to scout things out and return that night, and they never came back. It has become completely clear to you, Blanche, that something has likely happened to the two. So what is your plan?
Well, Blanche is going to, at the dingo, ask around and try to see if anybody has seen or heard of Jean and Jules in the area. Try to get some clues as to where they may be.
You stand up, looking around. You've gotten a little information, but maybe there's more. You can get a general direction, something, anything.
I'm looking for two luminaries.
You yell this out and you hear a sound, almost as if your voice summoning it, of, I love them, saloon doors.
What are the kind of doors are there?
I will never make a sound for those.
Thank you. Please.
Just because you love it so much.
Blanche, you turn around to face that sound and see that a new figure has just pushed through these doors. As your eyes fall on this figure, they alight with recognition. Someone Blanche knows quite well but hasn't seen in some years. Your fellow pupil under the tutelage of the Storm Eye. Luminary Emin-Rath, who perhaps recognizes you and says,
are we ready to rumble?
Welcome back, Stubb!
Yeehaw!
Hey.
Is that too loud?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Too loud's great. Too loud's great tonight. This is a celebration.
I got really far back for it. I tried. I'm so excited. This is going to be... This is going to be so stupid, everyone listen. I'm so sorry. We're going to have so much fun tonight. But that's what we do. We're having fun. This is... Oh, I'm so stoked.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, Stomp.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Oh, thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, the North Country.
Yes.
Yeah, here we are.
It's been a while. It's been a while since we've had you on the show.
Yeah, it has been a while. Yeah. I wore my thermals and you know, just in case. And Steven's gigantic halo face light above his head is keeping me warm, too.
Yeah. We're trying to figure out the best spot to put that so we can start to do video. We're going to make it a little better, but...
Yeah, it's quite glaring in the video. You couldn't even see someone's silhouette against the light when we tried. It was something else. Speaking of Steven, to catch you up, Zebulon's dead. He died. And Steven's now playing a turtle, so...
Portal. Portal.
I think that's it. That's right. That's everything? Are we caught up now?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's exactly...
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
That's what happened in the last 30 episodes.
Interesting. Now, does this turtle have a lisp?
No. This turtle has no speech impediments, just a little bit of a nasally voice.
We're going for a Marge Simpson, right?
Sexy Marge Simpson. Older, sexier Marge Simpson.
We're going for
it. Yeah. That's hard to imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, you won't have to for long. I even have a token for it. Just you wait till we get into combat. It's great.
Oh, man. Well, that's sad, but how did you have a grieving period?
Oh, we certainly did. Yeah, there was music and everything. Yeah, there were tears for sure between us on the show and honestly people who listened. We had a lot of people reach out and say, I actually shed tears.
Yeah,
over Zebulon.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wild.
Interesting. I'm still waiting for my co-host to kick it, so I Just kidding.
Bink is a lively little fella. Who knows if we'll ever nail him down long enough to kill him.
Yeah, he's too fast. He's very nimble.
We miss you, Bink.
Oh, man. Man, this is awesome. Before we get into anything, you guys have there's a giant box just sitting here in the middle of the table.
Oh, big yeah, box. There is.
Steven's murder knife is there. What's going on with that murder knife box?
It's my murder knife.
Oh, sorry. He's the murderer, so I get confused.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
USPS.
That's true.
Mrs. Stomp would be like, oh, my God. Yeah, PTSD
for her
daily life.
She sees these boxes too much. Yeah, we got a box from friend of the show, Captain.
Oh, the Captain.
The Captain, yeah. It's mail time, baby.
Mail time! Yes! Oh!
Nice.
I remembered which button it was on because I looked just before we started recording.
We got a mail time drop.
We haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, give me some more.
One more. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Soak it in.
I love it.
What is this? I want to look at it, but my mouth has to face my mic.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, so, no, this is scary.
What is this thing?
The Holy captain
shit.
Built
oh my gosh.
And sent us
what
he is calling the Port O'Pain.
Oh, look, it's beautiful.
It is
it's
the
beautiful.
Biggest dice tower
it's beautiful.
I have ever seen.
What the
painted in the exact opposite of the Fantasy Pants colors.
Dude.
Instead of blue and gold, this thing is painted in red and silver.
Oh, you have a Gabby on there.
And
that's so
there,
nice.
There
that's
beautiful. Is a what's the skull and crossbones something Jolly Jack thing?
Jolly Roger.
Jolly Roger.
That's Jolly the Roger.
Word. There's a Jolly Roger on either side
with horseshoes and a natural one.
Dude.
Horseshoes. There's a 32. What's a 32?
What's a 32?
Ooh, we're gonna have to dig Ooh, into this.
There's, yeah. there's a middle finger in the back that says Evil Incorporated and Captain
there
approved.
There is a middle finger on the back, Captain, just, you son of a
Steven
bitch.
Steven just exploded the mic. Yeah.
Captain approved. Giant middle finger. Evil Incorporated.
There's a frown.
Yeah, there's a frown in the center of the skull and crossbones.
Yeah, and 32.
With a couple of 32s.
Interesting.
And all of our names painted on it.
This is
Jeremy,
amazing.
Steven, David. I feel like I can feel the
feel
good
it.
Juju getting sucked out of me as I hold it. So I'm passing it off to David now.
Feel this beautiful, nasty boy. Captain.
It's even got
Captain.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Dude,
thank
it's
you.
Got
you outdid yourself.
In the bottom of it.
That is beautiful.
It's beautiful. Oh, wow. Wow.
It's tacky. It was just painted. He
yeah.
may be outside. He may be nearby.
I can't get over the middle finger.
I can't. Dude, am I going to kill these characters on a side mission now that I have this new power? It's terrifying, but awesome. Oh, man.
This dice, it's like having a fifth person in the room.
I'm still stuck on that 32, though.
I'm curious about the 32. We're going to dive into it.
We'll dive in.
I'll message him and ask him what that's all about.
Between weeks, anybody can figure it out. Let us know. Whoever figures out on the Discord gets gets Steven's ponytail. So just do it. It's a new giveaway contest situation.
Hey, here, use the murder knife to cut it off.
I will. I'd be delighted.
Right now, right here, right now. Go.
No, they need to earn it.
Y'all aren't strong enough.
Samson.
Guys, I mean, we got three of us here, so
guys,
I don't care.
This is insane. I need to like put this in perspective right now. Tonight we have Stomp here. To help
yeah.
save the day. We have a battle map from Sound Puke Hero, one that I basically asked her to make, and she made it in like within an hour. It's incredible. It's super
new
cool.
New map.
Oh,
dude,
nice.
New map. I this is all kind of on the fly, and I kind of threw it at her way too late. And she delivered like crazy, because she always does. You'll be seeing that a little later. I'm also gonna be rolling my gold vein dice from Zoobeard. Just got them right here. I'm rolling them in a tower from the captain, a brand new amazing tower, the Port of Pain.
Yeah.
And also, this is true. I have a baddie I'm running tonight designed by Hooliforge. Andrew.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Andrew. We are all working on some other cool stuff together now, too, as well. Which
is that allowed?
That's wild.
Oh, yeah. It's allowed.
Are we going to allow this?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to happen whether we want it to or not.
Dude, it's amazing. We have. This show is built on the community, and that is unreal cool.
Hey, pants people.
Pants people.
Revolt.
No,
I've seen.
We're not doing that anymore.
I've seen the stuff that Andrew, aka Hooliforge, puts in the Discord.
Yeah.
I don't know if, like, this is dangerous.
We're going to die tonight.
We're going to have fun.
This could be it.
Are you gonna? When are you gonna christen this thing?
Tonight. Tonight. I'm not doing it now.
No, I'll you're just it. Gonna wait.
I'll do it in combat.
You're gonna. All right.
I don't roll for nothing. I'm a serious dungeon master.
I just want to hear it.
You can wait. You can hear it before you die. It's the last thing you'll ever hear.
Is that what they call a hook? Is that a hook? You're gonna have to listen if you want to hear the dice.
Yeah.
Through the new dice tower.
Yeah, that'll be next week's sneak peek.
Yeah. So back to the pub. Imenrath, you've been spending some time back on your homeworld of Moor, back in the Silver Hills, where you just ended a plot by the snake eater poaching organization that threatened your local giant goat population. I mean, the goats. Mm. You gotta save the goats.
Gotta save the goat.
Some crazy stuff probably happened. I think we have it on record that you fought a troll at some point. And you actually now have a magical sword. It's in your inventory. The details of that sword are fully up to you. Is it cool?
Very cool, very cool. I love it. It's nice to be home, too. Yes.
You're also level 5 now. Would that mission have been wrapped up? You have come to Danitu for one very simple reason. You have gained intel that a major player in the Snake Eaters is here. In this region. This individual is particularly talented in the arts of beast taming, and so it may be that they are connected to the strange movements of these rumored giant spiders who are encroaching upon way deeper in the dream in this nature preserve than they should be. And you've heard that your old buddy Jules LaRoche is here investigating the same thing. You heard he has been frequenting this establishment, and so you stop by here to find him. Bink, your sidekick is currently undergoing a mission of his own. Fully legal. Nothing going on there.
Fully
so
legal.
You're on your own. Maybe it's good to pick up some help. So you step in here looking for Jules. Mm-hmm. Instead, you are faced with someone else. Someone from your more distant past. Another disciple of the Big O. Fellow trainee swordsman Blanche Trudeau.
Oh boy. The crew's together.
I'm looking for two luminaries.
And you see each other.
What? Is it you?
Imenrath. Now that's a face I haven't seen in many moons.
Yes. Well, it's wonderful to see you, my friend.
Blanche walks over and holds out a hand. She wants to do one of those, like, cool, like, forearm handshakes.
Fighter handshakes.
You know, like, only people who have trained in battle together can really do cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful. Well, what brings you here?
I'm searching for Jules LaRoche and Jean Franklin.
Mm.
I heard they were here, but they, communication has fallen short.
Oh, all right. I have not seen them either. We shall look. But how have your studies been at the Citadel?
Well,
have you continued your studies?
I have, certainly, since we last met at Master Ozen Yoshikasu's dojo. I've become I'm quite proud to say, the Defender of the Golden Bay. The Master of Defense there. I protect the world. Not the world. It's not the city either. It's really just the bay, isn't it?
It's what they call it. The Tortles have a very, like, romantic way of naming things. There's actually, I forgot what it was, but in the episode, there's another term for it that's the more, like, technical term. But Tortles don't use that. To them, it's the Golden Bay, the Nine Pools. It's they just like to use over-romanticized, like, dialogue. They're kind of Shakespearean. I don't know.
Oh, I see.
And in whatever flowery language you'd like to say it, I am the defender, the master of the fence of the Golden Bay. And Jean Franklin, who I understand you have met before, is my pupil, once as you and I were Ozens.
Mm-hmm. Well, what a timely encounter.
And of yourself, what have you been up to since?
Oh, I can't wait.
Don't remind me. I've been chasing those earth eaters, those bottom dwellers, those mud humpers for as long as I can remember.
The mud humpers?
Yes, the snake eaters. And you know they gather around the pillar, especially during the sunlight.
They sound at least dangerous.
Yes. I've been honing my bushcraft and my hunting skills. Because, you know, at the Citadel, you know, they focus so heavily upon mayhem and defense and battle, but they don't really hone in on hunting and things of that nature.
And Blanche puts a hand on Emonrath's shoulder and pulls him close. And they're here, these earth humpers there. Have you tracked them here?
As a matter of fact, yes. They're spreading like wildfire.
And something like kidnapping, do you think it could be connected with the disappearance of Jules and Jean?
Absolutely. Yes, that's my running theory at the moment.
Emonrath, I'm very pleased that you're here. I'm hoping that we can work together and combine our efforts, and hopefully we can both get something out of this.
Yes, yes. Well, I will teach you what I know about hunting. It's very important. It comes in time.
Very well. And, yes. And with your skill in tracking and hunting and my skill in battlefield management and control, then I think that we can fuck these earth humpers.
Absolutely. And I have learned some very unique skills. Very unique. This is how you catch them. Unique up on them.
Oh, God, no!
It's very, very simple. Sorry. Very unique.
Oh, I'm back.
Straight to the point.
Well, do you recognize any faces here in the bar? Is there any place in particular, any person we should start questioning? I must admit, I've just arrived here. I have no information to go off of. I don't know who to speak to. Perhaps the proprietor or the barkeep?
I have a suggestion, if it's helpful. Yes. You can take this any direction you want to. Mm-hmm. But you have to burn a slot for it, but you do have a spell, Emonrath, that actually goes very along well with your new training and hunting. Mm-hmm. And survival. This is a spell called Locate Plants or Animals. And with this spell, if you specify a beast, and you can sort of describe it, you can sort of feel the earth. You can feel sort of the presence of nature. And the closest one of these would be alerted to you. Now, if it's true that they're utilizing these giant spiders that should be far on the borders, and they are closer than they should be, then perhaps the closest one is wherever the hub of this activity is.
That's right.
It's a possibility.
Okay, okay.
It's one way.
Is there any way that I could, perhaps, if Emonrath decides to use this spell, is there any way that I could provide the help action using my my new eyes of minute seeing?
Oh, that would make sense.
I'll give you this, because the spell itself works automatically.
Okay.
But the eyes, because you have those, and you brought that up, and that's really cool, I'll give you extra information if you are sort of on the trail of something, what you might see on the way. Kind of a passive investigation bonus.
Okay.
Because I think that's cool.
Yeah, so that gives me advantage on investigation checks.
Hell yeah. Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Cool. Actually, yeah. that means you have a +5 to your passive investigation always. I don't know if it's on your sheet, but keep that in mind.
It is not.
Okay, keep that in mind. You always have a +5 passive invest.
Are you sure?
That's awesome.
Because right now it says 14 for passive investigation.
Holy shit.
Are you telling me that Blanche has a 19 passive investigation?
I believe you do.
That's sick.
Blanche is a detective now. So you're a full detective. That's right. Yeah, we should touch on this before real quick. What did you buy at the store during your time? You have the eyes now. You have the broom of flying. We touched on that after the last arc. And you had some money. I believe you spent some, correct?
I spent some. I didn't spend much of it. I mean, work has been crazy, blah, blah, blah. Excuses. I bought two greater potions of healing at 100 gold apiece. And using Eatsman Del Prado's spell book, I spent 150 gold to add 3 spells to my spell book.
Okay. Cool.
And that's it so far. I'm hoping to do more soon because I still have a boatload of gold left.
All right. So if that's the direction you want to go, if you want to use that spell, that may help you hone in on where you need to go next.
Yeah, let's do that. For sure.
So what's it look like? You close your eyes, you're trying to feel nature. What does Emonrath look like when he's feeling out into like the natural energies that surround us all?
The mind goes blank. Everything goes dark. and I fall deep, deep, deep into the earth until I start to feel the vibrations of the deep inner earth.
I love that.
Yes.
It's like a spider feeling the vibrations on its web, using their enemy's tactics against them, and you
everything
feel...
Everything is sound and vibration.
Oh, it's awesome.
And when you're tapping into the deep, deep layers of the earth, it reveals many, many things.
You reach out, and you feel him. You feel a direction, northwest, and you feel a location, a distance, approximately 2.5 miles. One of these giant spires, something that fits this description, lurks. You can vaguely make it out crawling against some wall into some sort of cavern in some dark, dank place.
I can see tracks.
You know the way?
In the mud, yes.
You know the way.
We have it. We have it. We have a location and a destination.
How? How could you possibly? Incredible.
It's so cool. So cool.
Blanche unsheathes her sword and then sheathes it again. Let's go.
What a display.
That voice. Oh, my God. Oh, man. And do you go?
Let's go.
Northwest, you said?
You say northwest?
Northwest?
2.5 miles.
I think that's one of Will Smith's daughter's names or something. Northwest?
It's so you travel outside of the drunken dingo and into the wilds. And from here, we're going to cut to somewhere else on Danitu. Somewhere decidedly different. Darker.
Can you give us one roll, David?
No. You can wait.
I want it so bad.
You can wait. You're going to not want it when it happens. Trust me. This thing and me, we're going to do nasty things together.
I know that you have the gold vein dice prepped and ready to go. And honestly, I'm all here for it.
You want me to use the captain's whole medal?
I mean, come on. There's some poetry there. I think at least the first die roll has to be the captain's full metal die that he gifted us on the...
No, I agree.
Porto Pain.
I agree. We'll use the full metal dice in the Porto Pain. Use this thing at its full power to start off.
Steven, what have you done?
I get it. I know that I'm dooming us. But it's poetic.
Yeah.
It's poetic, and I need to hear the sound.
If there's one way I want to go out, it's by the captain's dice.
Through the captain's
tower.
Through
the captain's tower.
The gallows. A.K.A. Yeah. The gallows. It looks like a gallows.
For
almost.
Real. That red looks like blood.
Speaking of blood and gallows, there's none of that here, but it's grim and dark, and this place is also grim and dark where we're going. I did it. Nailed it. We are deep within a cave, opening up onto a cavern maybe 20 by 25 feet wide. While no light shines in from the outside world, for we are deep beneath the earth, there is an ambient glow giving form to the scene, emanating from a great painting that spreads across one wall. We see some kind of gigantic serpentine creature, formed as if by multicolored lights of a rainbow. Storm clouds linger beneath its bulk, whilst sun shines overhead. Perhaps long ago this room was some kind of altar. Now, however, it serves simply as a prison. Thick webs are along the walls here, and beneath the light of this painting, a form struggles within a cocoon of this web. We can only hear the muffled, and vaguely see the tortoiseshell bulk of a captured Jean Franklin.
Ooh.
Aha.
And we hear footsteps approach. The turtle freezes in place as their light step moves up just before him. And then, just over this cocoon, Jules LaRoche appears from invisibility. It was over 24 hours ago, Jules, that the two of you were ambushed by some kind of invisible, maybe teleporting spiders? You're not sure. You were just scouting this area when they appeared out of nowhere. Your quick thinking and Jean's selfless act of distraction led to your own escape and his capture. You could have left, could have found help, but that would have risked losing Jean as the monsters dragged him away. Instead, you have had to wait and watch Follow and hide, slowly working your way after them and deep into the bowels of their lair. Thankfully, this cave seems quite empty now. Most of the spiders, as well as whatever thing has been commanding them, are gone. You do know that someone else is living here. You've seen camp supplies, most notably cooking supplies, littering the steeper cave. There's one room close by where much of the space has been turned into a makeshift kitchen, the smell of spices so strong down this deep beneath the earth. It's certainly a matter of some concern, but not your priority, I imagine, when you have finally found a chance to save your luminary partner. What are you doing?
All right, describe how he's bound up again.
He's just like a full cocoon kind of against the ground. So you're right up, kind of standing over him. He's kind of like hunched over. Okay. Yeah.
Is it something that I could easily just slice open?
I think it takes time, but you could slice it open. You got your rapier. You always have it.
I think at this point, Jules is going to do just that.
Okay. So you're sort of, this figure sort of frozen. And they begin to start cutting through the, what are you?
Jules, it's you. Go.
Some time passes, and we see eventually the form of Jean kind of still pulling strands off of his skin.
Yeah, gross. It's so disgusting. Shut the fuck up. It's open. It was gross.
I'll throw you in the coyote if you don't shut up.
No. All right, fine. Well, this has been a disaster already, but, good show. You found me. Thank you. I knew you'd come. I did.
Sean, I always got you. Now shut up.
Okay, yes. Kosa, yes.
You are deep, deep, deep underground. You know this chamber. You've went through this cave once. You know somewhat the way back. You know it's not a huge cave. It's a sort of twisting tunnel that can lead you out. It's all kind of like moving up, uphill. If you're careful, and if Jean shuts up, you might be able to sneak out of here unnoticed.
Yeah. Is there enough light where we can actually vision? What's vision like?
It's dark.
Fuck.
This room has some ambient light. There's a couple spaces throughout the cave that have some dim light, but there are also patches of pure darkness on the way. Okay. You have the light cantrip, I know, but there's a risk.
Yeah, and that was going to be my next question. Did I notice anything on the way down here that would hinder my ability to use the light? Are there others stationed at different points?
I will say you noticed nothing on the way down, but you also noticed nothing when you were out scouting. The area seems so secure. The things, they just kind of were on top of you out of nowhere. You don't fully understand how it happened still. For all you know, they could be here invisible. For all you know, they could teleport in from nowhere. You're not sure what happened. Unless you want to roll me an Arcana check.
I shall.
All right. I'll also allow an Arcana check from Jean Franklin if you wish to roll one, Steven.
Yeah, it'll take me a hot minute to pull up his sheet.
Take your time.
And that will be a 17 for Jules.
That's pretty good, Jules.
16 on the die plus one.
I think Jean rolls Arcana untrained at a plus zero, right?
It's his intelligence.
Oh, okay. Great. Then plus two.
Yep.
Natural one for Jean Franklin de Montelio.
Okay. Okay. So Jean's just, Jules, those things that they're obviously demons of some sort. I don't know what they are. Perhaps if we could just, and just, you gotta shush him, because you know what these are. You know what these are. They are very rare creatures. Almost unheard of, but there have been reports of them rarely coming in from the borders on Danitu. They're called phase spiders. These powerful giant spiders have some inherent energy that allows them to travel between this realm and the ethereal realm. That sort of the plane that kind of lingers just over everything else. Almost like they're jumping to a different wavelength of reality. They can see you. They can hunt you. And they can appear anywhere. They could be anywhere. You've had to be very, very, very careful going through this place, making sure that none are about to appear, watching each room you go through for a long time. Until you know that it's clear. These things are horrifying.
So they could be trailing us this whole time.
They're jump scare monsters.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hate this world. I designed it and I hate it.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else to do other than try and continue.
You can work very carefully, very slowly in the darkness. you somewhat know the way, you've been following the walls, you've been being very careful. Or you can turn on the light and go a bit quicker. That was all fun and games, didn't you? All goofy, goofy clown time, because Stomp's here. That's not true. I'm scary.
Fuck.
I'll hit you with emotional whiplash so fast.
Well, I've got a quick question.
No one cares. It's not your turn. Fine.
Yeah, that's why I'm keeping quiet.
Yeah. Why can't you anymore, like, Stomp?
How do we feel about... how do we feel about off-screen purchase of wondrous items?
That is totally allowable.
How much?
If you can buy it, if you can afford it, yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I'm searching on the computer, trying to figure out what the cost is for goggles of night.
I'll give you goggles of night for $450.
Whoa,
450 gold pieces.
That's very valuable. Dark vision's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. Good thing my character's not on screen yet. I'm gonna take some time to think about it.
It's gonna look really stupid when you have goggles over your glasses.
No. the glasses of minute seeing would go over the goggles.
That's even dumber. Oh no.
I can't see.
Jules, what you doing?
Fuck.
And where are we? I'm sorry. So where are we at the moment?
I'll show you guys.
Not together yet.
Not to there yet. All right. No.
So my thinking is, there's a high likelihood they're watching us already.
It's possible. Very possible. You've been super, super careful. And actually, until you moved to this room, you were invisible. You only now appeared when you felt this room was purely safe. When you've watched a few of them leave.
How far are we out at this point?
You're still in the bottom room until you decide what you want to do.
And we haven't heard anything outside of this room.
You have not. Let me help you out here. Go ahead and open roll 20.
Steven.
I will open roll 20. Oh, look at that big, giant black square.
Yeah.
Great. I'm so glad I opened roll 20.
Go to the bottom of the black square.
It's a huge square.
It is.
This is the Rochelle map?
Rochelle outdid herself again.
Way to go, Rochelle, by making a giant map.
Dude, I'm so stoked. I'm so stoked with this.
Yeah, because...
It's huge!
Down. You're in the bowels.
Yeah,
you're deep down here.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to use my light. Because... Well, here's the thing.
No, I'm here for it.
Yeah, here's the thing. There's a very good chance they're watching us already. And also, if I don't use the light, by the time we get to a point where I can see anything, we're already in range of some shit.
Okay. Mm.
Can I get super sneaky?
What does that mean?
Does Emin Rath have dark vision?
Emin Rath does have dark vision.
Oh,
as a half elf.
Sweet.
Yes. You're the guide here, Emin Rath. You're the only one in this whole party that can see in the dark.
I need to refresh on what I have here. So I have that.
Yes. Mostly you have that. You have your sword abilities.
Yep.
You have a couple of spells. Before we get into heavy combat, sure. I'll stop and I'll go through everything so you know more about what your main stuff. That's kind of the main thing. You give your general skills you can roll, like survival, investigation. But yeah, you can see in the dark, which is not something that comes up often, but when it does, it is critically important.
It doesn't come up often, you say, seeing in the dark, which is why I'm going to offer you 400 gold for the goggles.
I accept.
Wait. That's the sound of a handshake.
Predator
right there.
Shake. Damn. Predator shake. There we go.
Dude, it's so sweaty. Hands are so sweaty.
All right. You have the goggles.
Excellent. That's going to be
nice.
Good for me. Let me just go ahead and delete 400 gold. That's going to hurt. Ouch.
While we're already on old Steven here, we see Jules and Jean, the lights of the cavern.
Yeah, it's bright light for 20 feet radius and then dim light for an additional 20 feet.
Hell yeah. So Jean's staying close to you, probably getting right before you as you begin to move.
And I've told him exactly what these things are, so hopefully he's fucking quiet now.
He's silent, kind of. He's not the stealthiest character, but he's very carefully moving ahead of you.
Yeah.
As you press into the darkness of the tunnels, your light shining along the walls. And we cut from there again. We cut to the entrance of this cave. Emin Rath. Your senses were spot on. The cave was well hidden. A construction of webs and leaves is covering its wide mouth. But you knew what to look for, and especially with those eyes of minute seeing, Blanche, you spot instantly what's going on here. You spot that this is some kind of manufactured veil made of spider webs to, like, hide this from the outside. On your way here, you saw very little sign of spider activity. There's no webs in the trees. And even the drag marks of prey brought into the cavern, they were carefully concealed. But again, with your passive investigation as it was, Blanche, and your natural affinity for the hunt and then Wrath, you see the trail. Yes. Clear as day.
Mm-hmm. I see the tracks.
You see the tracks. But the fact that it was hidden so well serves as further proof that an intelligence rules over these creatures, pushing them to hunt and return. Perhaps your adversary lies within. Blanche, from what you have gathered, this isn't far from where Jules and Jean had gone to scout. But you asked some folk along the way, and they pointed this direction. If trouble has found them, then this cave likely lies at trouble's core. You stand before the entrance. Do you wish to push in through the webs?
It's very impressive that you could follow such teeny tiny little tracks, being spider feet.
They're big spiders.
Yes, but I mean, like, oh, the true. End of their feet, they can't be very big. It has to leave a pretty small track.
Fair, true, okay.
Speaks to your expertise, Emmerath.
Well,
I'm quite impressed.
It's easier than you think.
Oh.
All you have to do is have a big mouth like mine and suck in the spider webs as you're walking. And now it's your turn to go first for a change. For God's sakes.
It's true hiker energy.
I often hike first and get all the spider webs in my face, David.
He does. I'm terrified of spiders. I always make him go first. I want to look at that booty.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Yeah, Blanche is gonna draw her sword. She's gonna don her brand new goggles of night, and with her blade, she's gonna slice this screen of spider webs, so that she and Emmerath may enter the cave.
Okay. Okay.
Very nice. Very nice.
If you pan to the top of the map, Stephen, you will see the two of you.
Ah.
Now, before we proceed any further, before anything else happens, I totally missed. I missed this. I'm going to do it now. I'm giving you a button for unique up on them. That's just too good. I can't. So this is giving you advantage on a roll later on. So you'll be able to roll twice, take the higher. I mean, I got to do it. It's excellent. Excellent.
Nice.
Yes, yes. It's called a pun.
We're going to see some real, real bad stuff soon. So, yeah, I'll stick with these two for now. And Wrath and Blanche. We're going to be doing some flip-flopping a lot, though, so get ready for that, guys. You stare into the mouth of the cave, and both of you can see quite a ways into the darkness. Blanche, what's your dark vision currently with your goggles of night?
I think these goggles of night give Blanche 60 feet.
That's pretty awesome.
Of dark vision.
Damn. Okay.
You're looking in, and you see that immediately it opens to a wider sort of open cavern that branches off in two directions. Which I'd show you, Stomp, but I can't because you'll see everything.
you can sort of see if you look over on mine. I'm trying to...
I'll try to describe it too, so it's not... So you can see if you move in, there's one sort of thinner passage moving out to the east and one that goes south, kind of a larger funneling direction.
I'm going to get rid of this tiny... little dice tower. Was this a gift from your wife?
It was.
Stupid. How dare you? Tiny little dice tower.
Monster.
We've outgrown this dice tower, Gabby.
Honey, your name's in the new one. It's okay. You're still involved. You pick the colors.
Oh my God, it is. It's on the back.
Yeah, she picked silver and red. She looked at the lava lamp.
I didn't even see that. That's wild.
I'll roll over your checks from earlier. Your investigation, your passive, and your sort of survival, your hunting. You're looking in, you could see that drag trail you were following goes to the southern path, the wider path of the two. You see and hear nothing.
What race is Emmerath again?
Half-elf.
What do your half-elf eyes see, Emmerath?
Come on.
I see safety to the east, the smaller tunnel.
Let's explore.
Let's check it out.
Okay.
It's quieter, maybe safer.
So you move up to that tunnel, you look down, you see it snakes to the south at a point.
It continues around the corner, Emmerath. Shall we? Let's investigate before following the main path to the south. So with 60 feet of dark vision, can Blanche see down the southern path?
If you had to move around the corner to look all the way down it. And I opened up the other path as far as you can likely see. The main path.
Shall we continue to the east? The path less traveled?
Yes, exactly.
All right.
The path less traveled.
We'll continue to the east. Perhaps there's treasure that way.
Less resistance. Opening up a can of worms.
I mentioned the jewels that...
I do love worms.
There was there's a number of like utensils, cooking utensils, camping equipment, adventuring gear sort of stuff strewn about. But that's more on the bottom floor. It's deeper down, which you haven't seen yet. So up here, it's just purely spider webs along the walls, some strands across the floor that you're probably carefully stepping over. You see it snakes around to a point where you just barely can't see the end of it, as it looks like it's kind of turning around to the west again.
I'll continue further.
Okay.
It literally is a dead end.
Little dead end.
Ah.
Can I roll perception or something, checking for traps or doors or something?
Sure, go ahead. Imenrath, you can roll perception as well.
Yeah.
That is going to be a +2 for you, so I'll give you your die.
What about investigation? Would investigation work here?
Yes, yeah, actually, that's probably even better if you're looking
for
something.
Yeah, when you look around for clues and make deductions.
So a +3 for you, Imenrath.
I'm going to... Okay. Blanche would like to roll those with her Eyes of Minute Seeing. She's going to pull her new Eyes of Minute Seeing and put them over the top of her Goggles of Night. Double vision.
Jules is going to give you so much shit when he sees those.
Just a 9 on the first roll. 17 on the die. +4. Dirty 21. 21.
There you go. 21.
Dirty
21. Dirty 21.
All right.
Math's hard.
There you go.
So that is a 9. That's a 12 for you. So Imenrath, as you kind of look around here, you're investigating the area. Ooh, there's actually a tray. Nice. You look around the area and you see, you don't notice anything. Seems like a dead end. Except there are some spider-like tracks in maybe a mud spa right in the center of this space. Blanche, with your investigation, you realize that while you were on your way to this cave, there was a slight bit of rain. And even now you can see a few drips, maybe a crack that comes in from somewhere on the surface that's drip, drip, dripping into the center of this space. And you realize there wasn't rain for quite a while before. It was quite sunny, which means the tracks in the mud are likely very, very recent.
Imenrath, she whispers to Imenrath. Didn't you say it was raining outside?
Yes. Very, very subtle, but it was damp out, yes.
Can you hear the dripping? Stand back. Let me look up.
Okay, let me back up a little bit first.
What's happening? All right. I'm going to swap your tokens. Imenrath, you are standing just behind Blanche in this tunnel. Blanche, you are stepping into this small, sort of cramped space, about 10 by 10 feet wide room.
Yeah, give me 1 second to decide if I'm going to cast a spell.
I wish I had a pike.
I don't think I'm going to cast anything yet.
Okay.
I don't want to waste a spell slot just in case.
Your investigation was very good. You look up with the expectation of danger. And so when something massive, this massive blue and white form of the spider appears just above you, its fangs bearing down on you as if from nowhere, I'm not going to roll a surprise round on you guys because you were ready. But I am going to cut away. I'm cutting to you, Jules. Sean, you're making your move down your tunnel. I'll let Jules sort of move, and I'll move Jean with the idea that he'll be right in front of you.
Steven's going to have to move me.
Steven, you got to move Jules.
That's us.
I can just stop you, too. If you want to just go, I'll describe, and I'll just put you where you are.
That'll work better. Cool.
You step out. You see the tunnel snakes around to the east from your little sort of room, where it opens into a wider chamber that you've seen. This is the sort of almost makeshift kitchen you passed earlier. And then there's another path heading off to the south. You know, this will lead to a sort of steep ramp that moves out of the cave.
Yeah, I mean, we're just going to keep going.
Okay. You're working your way out. Now, what does it look like as you're moving? How are you? You have the light shining. How are you preparing yourselves for ambush?
Yeah, I think Jules is out in front. And I don't know how scared Jean is, but I feel like Jules is probably like trying to pull him along.
He's scared, but he's also the tank. Okay. His goal is protect you.
So he's actually walking like with me.
Oh yeah, no, he's trying to fight you to be in front because he does not like you.
Yeah, in that case, like
he knows he can swap places with you in an instant, so he's trying to stay right on your ass, basically.
Yeah,
in
that case, we're walking side by side.
Okay.
Yeah. If he was scared, I was going to be pulling him along while being in front, but I also considered like cowering behind him and shining my light over his shoulder.
Hey, you know what?
No, we'd be walking side by side.
You are partners through and through.
Yeah.
And these things come from any direction.
We're holding hands, too.
You're holding hands. Hey, maybe he does because he wants to be able to swap fast. He's like ready to go, preparing himself in case something happens. You are moving. You reach that point between the kitchen cavern that opens up beside you, and your light, as it shines out, you can see that there's just like a sort of camp stove set up, a number of like little pots and pans, kind of an open sort of a grill set up almost. Like I said, spices along sort of stone shelf walls that you're kind of viewing. But you peek in there real quick, turn your gaze towards the way forward, and just in that moment, as you sort of look away, Jean being like the closer of the two of you towards that way, this thing appears from out of nowhere, giant spider arms launching down at you, fangs bearing in on you. And you knew what this is coming, so I'm also going to say I'm going to wave the surprise round for you as well. I'm going to let you have that sort of... You guys are ready. You guys knew what this was. You knew they were coming. I think it'd be bullshit if I'm like, and you were surprised by it appearing out of nowhere. It was coming out of nowhere. You were ready for that. So with that, I want everyone to roll for initiative.
All right.
David.
Whoa. Theft.
Whoa, you stole my...
Dice tower theft.
Stole my dice tower.
With blessed die.
You touched another man's wife's dice tower?
Oh my god. Oh, wow. Okay. What'd you get?
It's a 12 for Jules.
12 for Jules, okay.
Not the best, but it's not a 2.
It's not bad.
All right. Blanche plus floor initiative... 12.
Nice.
12 for you both. Okay.
Let me find Jean real fast.
He's down with me.
Right. I need to roll his initiative. I have his score on here somewhere.
I know that was a joke.
Oh.
That flopped.
That's just dex, right?
Yes.
So straight roll.
Yes, straight dex.
Natural 3 for Jean.
Okay. All right, now, I'm in wrath.
Yes.
I need yours. It's going to be a plus 2 on the d20. Ooh, 18.
Damn.
Evan Rath does not get surprised easy.
Nice.
That actually works out really well. And so the battle begins. We have, so we're starting off upstairs as this spider appears in this small sort of alcove above Blanche and Evan Rath. And Evan Rath will be the first to make a move in this fight. This thing is reaching over your stalwart ally, your old friend and new companion in this little adventure. Blanche Trudeau is in danger, and you're the first one to act to save her. What do you want to do?
I think I'm going to roll a Hunter's Mark.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Yep. There's no time to waste.
Hell yeah. So bonus action. You look at this thing. Boom. It is marked. It is your prey.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So with that, now basically when you do attack it, you're going to do extra damage.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, if you want to go for you can do for a full attack now, too, because that only costs a bonus action, and your action, which is your main part of your turn, is still going to be able to, like, go in with your sword. And you get 2 of those now. Level 5.
Absolutely. Right off the bat, let's go.
Hell yeah. So you're going to have your sword.
Yeah, there's no time to waste.
Nice.
Hell yeah. This thing is marked. You see this thing almost recoil as it feels something it's probably never felt before. The gaze of a predator. Maybe something more apex than it. Oh, hell yeah. Evan Rath slides up into the sort of tiny alcove, your back pressed against the stone wall. But there's enough space to swing a sword, and that's all you need.
That's all we need. Let's do it.
I need 2 d20 rolls. for your two attacks.
10.
And that's going to be a plus six for 16.
Damn.
Wow.
17.
That's just a hit.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Nice. Okay. Okay. Double check my AC. Both hit. So
oh,
you're going to hit
shit,
twice.
Both of them.
Go ahead and roll.
Nice. Nice.
That and that. DA and a D6 because that Hunter's Mark's giving you that extra bonus.
Okay. What do we get there? Two.
2 plus 3, 5. And?
And another 2.
Okay. First attack is going to be 7 damage. You're rolling both again.
So we get a 1 and a 4.
1 and a 4 plus 3. That is another 8 points. Am I right?
Damn, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Damn, that's some good arithmetic.
Dude, you math. Carve fast into this thing. Just slide. two legs, pieces of leg go sliding off. Ichor sprays out. It sort of screeches. That's what spiders sound like. I don't care. And it just kind of turns its attention, whipping its spidery face towards you. And now it's the spider's turn. So, normally I can attack from hidden at advantage, but I think given your preparations, given your roles, given the fact that you knew it was coming, I'm going to waive that because I think that's cool. And honestly, this thing is terrifying. So here we go. If I do hit, this thing's terrifying.
It's attacking Emin Wrath?
It's attacking Emin Wrath, which means
oh,
for the first time ever.
Oh,
hold on.
People.
I got to record this for
get the recording on it. Do it.
Oh my God.
For the first time ever, we're dropping a die right into the port of pain.
Oh, so, yeah. 32.
Be ready for pain, me hearties. I don't know. Ready? You guys ready?
Let's do
it.
We're ready. Oh. It's a natural 5.
Ah, 5 on the die.
No.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
That sounds like dull bone breakage.
It was nice. It's storing its power. It's storing its power, but it's only be a 9, which will miss Emin Wrath. This thing dives towards you, tries to bite down, and you weave out of the way carefully. It kind of almost cracks into the stone wall as it tries to force its fangs deep into you. Blanch at you. This thing moved away. It's focusing on Emin Wrath. Gives you a chance to move.
Blanch is not going to move, but as a bonus action, Blanch is going to cast Shadow Blade at 2nd level.
Okay.
Well, Emin Wrath, I see you've learned a lot since our time at Ozen's Dojo. Let me show you what I've learned, and I'll show you more next round.
This is so cool.
So she'll cast Shadow Blade and make an attack.
Okay. You don't get those 2 attacks Emin Wrath has, but perhaps with this one, you could do some serious damage.
Yeah, give me 1 second to read exactly how Shadow Blade. Okay, so
you attack with advantage and do extra damage.
Yes. So I just go back to my actions and just roll my longsword attack, right?
Yes, and you add the bonus damage to
okay.
it.
Okay. I don't know why I rolled on D&D Beyond. First attack was the first roll was a 15. Let's see if I can roll higher. That was not higher. Does a 15 hit?
15 does hit.
Okay, sweet. So now I'm going to jump back to spells, and that's where I'll find the damage roll here. It's 2d8. 11 damage.
Okay. Now, does that add to your damage from your longsword normally, or is it just the new damage for your Shadow Blade?
It deals 2d8 psychic damage on a hit.
Oh, I'm wrong. It counts as a simple melee weapon unless you're proficient. It's making a new sword. It's not adding to your sword. I am stupid.
Right.
So it is 2d8.
Yeah, so instead of 1d8 plus 5, that's not even better, is it?
It gives you advantage in the dark, though. The only thing is it would actually have been a 14, so do a plus 1, but it still hits. So you're fine.
Okay.
You cleave, you like, rather than draw your blade, you see that you're up to the darkness and a blade of shadow, flickering shadow forms in your hand, almost blending into the dark itself, sort of growing into the space of shadow, and it just sort of cleaves its way into the spider, more of its legs sort of come cleaving off its body, Ichor splashing against the stone wall, and it looks really, really bad.
So 1d8 plus 5 is actually worse damage than, or better damage than 2d8 on average. But I get the advantage on the attack roll.
That's huge.
So I hit more, but for an average, a little less damage.
We're going to zoom downstairs to Jules LaRoche. This thing just appeared beside you, striking out towards Jean, but you were ready for it. Your eyes were lingering in that space. You knew it was going to come right when you turned your head. And so the second it appears, you're already moving to attack. What do you do?
You said I'm first?
You're first.
Okay. Jules is going to cast Bardic Inspiration onto Jean Franklin.
Hell yeah.
And then
Blue light fills the space for a second.
And then Jules is going to bless us both.
Good move. Good move.
So that's So Jean Franklin now has a D6 and a D4.
Amazing.
Mm.
Yeah, super great.
Yeah.
Cool. That's your move?
That's it.
Okay, spider's going on, Jean. That's a miss.
Nice.
Yep, it goes to strike. Nice. Jean sort of spins his shell right in the shed. The fangs come cracking against his shell, not able to pierce through. And he's sort of whirling against them in a spin. This thing's taken by surprise. Jean is up, coming out of that spin into an attack, I'm guessing.
Yeah, Jean's going to do a spear attack.
Hell yeah.
Plus 5 to hit. Let's see what we get. 14 on the die for a 19.
That will hit.
Nice.
All right, let's see here. This is 1d6 plus 2 piercing damage. 5 on the die for 7 damage.
Okay. Okay. Jean whirls around, his spear cutting this thing, good gash right across. It's like eyes, maybe like a few of its 8 eyes or whatever get like scratched open, ichor splashing down its face. It screeches out. Jean staying brave before it. The spider sort of moving up its legs, sort of kind of crawling in the air, building up for its next attack. We pop upstairs to see the one upstairs is looking real bad, sort of up against the wall, ichor splashing against the stone as you two move in to finish the job. But here, let's cut outside for a moment.
What?
Let's cut outside the
cave.
David,
what's happening outside?
Oh, I'll tell you what's happening outside. We see a great arachnid form moves towards the cave mouth. Dark armor covering its carapace and legs.
Armor?
A saddle rests upon its back. Its rider shrewdly examines the cave mouth, frowning deeply when he sees the gash, the cut in the web.
Oh,
we
damn.
Zoom out, getting a full shot of this figure. So, okay. Remember when paparazzi was really dumb, but I couldn't not? Like, that was really absurd. Okay. So sometimes you just... You have to do something, you know? It gets in your head, and you just want to do it, and you know it's bad, and you do it.
I mean, you don't have to.
I have to. You see, very threatening figure, a rotund dwarven man with sun-tanned skin and frosted white spiked hair. The typical dwarven beard has been shaved down to a patch around his mouth. His eyes are covered by shaded spectacles, and a little explorer's hat rests on the crown of his head. Even in wrath were to see this man, he would know immediately who he is. A pillar of the Snake Eaters, a gluminary of the Citadel. Talented in beast taming and ever hungry for rare and illegal meats. The exotic poacher, the devilish diner, Guy Safari.
Fuck.
who looks to his... Shut up. Who looks to his lair. Now potentially revealed and invaded, and says, "Whoever you are, I'm about to put the whole Hamalama in your ding dong."
What?
We'll call it there.